This is the Hunter's Field Anomaly Report. HFAR-B-Log 001, date 16th November 2024. Well, we've made it through the night.
Barely.
They're joking. We're fine.
Fine and trapped.
We know, Officer Mertens. Thank you.
Anytime, Commander.
Well, if we're all ready, I want to go over my tentative plan, unless there are any objections?
No, Commander.
Okay. Obviously, we're not in an ideal position, but I figured we should first make a list of things we do have going for us. First, this place is habitable. As it stands, we're not in danger from environmental conditions. Officer Mertens, I expect you to update me if this changes. Also, I won't say this definitively yet, but as of now, we seem to be alone in here. Or, at least, there are no hostile presences we can perceive. We have supplies, there's enough water and MREs to sustain us for at least 2 months, and if... God forbid we're still trapped here at that point, Officer Mertens has developed devices over the past year that will allow us to draw water from the air if there is sufficient humidity and synthesize proteins from existing molecules. Do I have that right, Officer Mertens?
Not how I would have explained the science, but conceptually, yes.
I'd like to point out that we don't appear to be experiencing hunger, or thirst for that matter.
Yes, I was getting to that.
Though just because we don't feel hunger doesn't mean our bodies don't need sustenance. I'll have to learn more through observation.
Right. None of us feel hungry or thirsty, correct? Even though we haven't eaten or drank for over 24 hours? I'll delegate this issue to Dr. Schaefer. Follow her guidance on nutrition.
Unless you're hungry, I recommend not eating yet until I have further data on whether we no longer need to eat while we're in here, or if we just don't experience hunger. If we can, it may be wise to conserve our water and MREs in case we need them at another time.
Thank you, Dr. Schaefer. Unfortunately, that's about all we really have going for us at the moment. As for a plan to return to, well, outside the door, here's what I've come up with. To start, Officer Griffiths and I will go through that door, the nearest to the original. To avoid confusion, I've decided to call this door Door B. I will henceforth refer to the original door as Door A. Officer Bolton and Mertens will ensure that this door does not close behind us. Dr. Schaefer, you'll remain available just outside Door B in case... Well, just in case. Based on whatever conclusions we make from our observations of the interior of Door B, we can then regroup and come up with a plan based on that information. Does that sound acceptable to everyone?
What happens if Door B closes on its own, like Door A?
Yes, I thought about that. I've got a rope from my pack. We'll use it like a tether. It's not very long, but hopefully, it doesn't need to be.
What if I want to go with?
And why would you want to do that?
What, you'd think I'd rather spend time with you?
Not an option, Officer Mertens.
Why?
There's no reason for you to come with. We're going to keep the party entering Door B to a minimum.
No reason? What if the air in there is not breathable?
We'll take your backup sensors. I'm sure you can teach us how to read them.
I know how to read them.
Perfect. Problem solved.
This is ridiculous. What if they malfunction? What if there's some unknown dimension behind that door with completely different laws of reality? What if-
Charlie! I am your commander. You are not coming with. That's an order.
Fine. Guess I'll stay behind and babysit Maxie.
Don't call me Maxie.
Any other questions?
When exactly will we be implementing this plan?
It's 0800 hours at the moment. So I figured Brent... Officer Griffiths and I can take some time to review the plan. Officer Mertens can run all the tests they can on what may be behind Door B... You can continue to collect data on the hunger problem, and Officer Bolton can... document. We'll regroup and report at 1100 hours. Let's plan for opening the door at 1200 hours.
Thank you, Commander.
Well, that's all from me. You're all free to get to work. But remember, stay within eyesight and ideally within earshot.
Be a lot easier to do my work if I was allowed to open the door.
What was that, Officer Mertens?
Nothing. Just getting right to work.
Commander, please take this with you.
What? Oh, of course.
Here, you just turn it on like this and, well, that's about it. It should hopefully keep running even through the door. Here, there's one for Brennan, too, just as a backup.
Thank you, Officer Bolton.
No problem. I'll go see if Dr. Schaefer needs any help. Dr. Schaefer?
Yes, Officer Bolton?
Need any help?
No, not really. Unless you're suddenly feeling famished, I'm honestly not sure what I should do.
Sorry, I wish I could be of some help.
No need to apologize.
Sorry. Shit. I'm not sorry, then. Dr. Schaefer?
Yes?
What happens if it's just, like, this, forever?
What do you mean, Officer Bolton?
This hallway. What if Fia and Brennan go through the door and it's just another one of these, and another?
Then we regroup and make a new plan.
Yes, but...
Don't worry about hypotheticals right now, Officer Bolton. We should all focus on preparing for this afternoon.
Yes. I guess you're right. I don't know. I just feel useless.
Useless?
Well, compared to the rest of the team, anyway.
To be fair, I think we're all feeling a bit useless at the moment.
Geez, sorry. I don't know why I'm getting all emotional.
You're perfectly all right, Officer Bolton. We're in an unexpected situation. An emotional response is completely normal.
Yeah, you're right. I know. I just feel... Well, never mind. Perhaps I should go check in on Charlie, see what they're doing.
I'm not sure if that's the best idea. They're very busy.
You're probably right. They'd probably be like, "Oh, Max, you're so annoying. I'm doing important science stuff you totally wouldn't get."
I can hear you, you know.
Am I wrong? That's what I thought.
Please try to be civil, you two.
What do you mean, Dr. Schaefer? Dear Max here is but my closest compatriot.
Sorry, Dr. Schaefer.
It's all right, Officer Bolton. I just ask that if you're going to bicker, be quiet about it. And you can just call me Audrey.
Yes, Sorry. Audrey.
It's okay, Officer Bolton.
You can call me Max. What?
Nothing. You just remind me of someone I used to know.
Really? Who?
Stella. My daughter.
I didn't know you had...
It's all right, Max. It was a long time ago.
I think I forgot to tell Fia how to turn on her recorder. I should,
Okay.
This is Officer Maxine Bolton signing off for now. I'll update later.
I hope this is on.
Well, the light's green, so that's good, right?
It better be. Yours also has the green light?
Yeah.
Okay. Jesus. Okay.
You all right?
Fine. I'm fine.
Hey, we're gonna be okay.
Thank you, Officer Griffiths. Max, is this all good?
Yep. Looks good. As long as the green light's on, it's working.
Great. Well, then this is HFAR-C, log 001. Officer Griffiths and I are about to venture through door B. We've got our makeshift tether, and Officer Mertens and Bolton, as well as Dr. Schaefer, are standing ready to assist if necessary. And ensure door B does not close behind us. Officer Merton's tests have shown no evident environmental danger. Are we all ready?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Commander.
Brennan?
Yes, ma'am.
Right. Then let's get started.
Shit! What the fuck?
Why
Commander!
Is it...
Officer Griffiths!
Thank you for listening. The Hunter's Field Anomaly Report is a fiction podcast written by William R. Carrot. Our theme song was composed and performed by Alyssa Yelmgren. Maxine Bolton was played by Amy Ralston. Brennan Griffiths was played by Dylan Hittestorf. Audrey Schaefer was played by Isabella Velez. Charlie Mertens was played by Elaine Gergoni. And Sophia Chambers was played by Grace McCormick.